With sport, here's Barry Guy.
Good morning. Just a few months ago, winger Rico Ioane was one of the first names written on an All Blacks team sheet. Now he has to hope he gets an opportunity to play at the World Cup. Ioane isn't even in the match day 23 for the All Blacks opening game against the Springboks tomorrow night. Coach Steve Hansen says that Sevu Reece and George Bridge, both international rookies and World Cup debutants, are playing too well to leave out of the team. And that means Ioane, previously a lock-in, has been surpassed.
These two young fellows have hit the track running and they're playing extremely well. Unfortunately for Rico, you know, he's had a bit of a flat patch, which happens in everybody's career, and his job now is to wait for an opportunity, and he's now going to have to wait till later in the tournament.
Steve Hansen. Meanwhile, Canterbury have fallen to a shock loss in rugby's NPC, beaten 32-29 by Manawatu in Christchurch. A team who has dominated the Premiership division over the past decade, the Red and Blacks were expected to be far too strong at home for the visitors from the Championship division. But the Turbos had other ideas, racing out to a 25-5 lead at half-time before holding on for a famous victory in the second spell. It was Manawatu's 11th win in 42 attempts against Canterbury and their first since 2016. Canterbury remains third in the Premiership and Manawatu fourth in the Championship. Robert Kubica will leave former champions Williams at the end of the season, a move likely to bring the curtain down on the Polish driver's extraordinary Formula One racing comeback. The 34-year-old made his race return this year after suffering near-fatal injuries in a minor rally in Italy on the eve of the 2011 season. Williams are last in the championship after 14 races with an uncompetitive car and just 1 point. The Tall Blacks have risen 14 places to now be ranked 24 in men's basketball. The USA, Spain and Australia are at the top three. And Auckland golfer Ryan Fox's struggles have continued after firing a 6-over par 78 to be tied for 126th after the first round of the BMW Masters in the UK.